It's Tuesday, September 9, 2025.
Folks can't wait to get electrons on the grid. They need power right now.
Electricity demand is soaring around the country, and so are prices. Climate change supercharged Europe's worst wildfire season on record. Plus, Trump administration moves to revoke the iconic roadless rule.
All of those rules of the road and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
More shrimp are being recalled because of radioactive contamination.
Authorities are specifically warning of possible contamination with cesium-137. But just to be safe, Red Lobster has replaced their normal seafood bib with a lead dental vest.
Better safe than sorry. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, this is kind of weird. I think nobody actually knows how it happened, at least not yet, but the shrimp are radioactive now.
Yes, it is a very weird story. The Food and Drug Administration has expanded its recall of potentially radioactive shrimp, which was detected in shipping containers at 4 ports in the United States and distributed by major retailers in 18 states. Officials still don't know for sure why, but they suspect that the shrimp may have been processed or stored near radioactive scrap metal at an industrial site in Indonesia. The FDA says the risk is low and the recalled shrimp did not exceed federal radiation exposure limits. But, of course, that's a reminder that nuclear waste never really goes away.
Why worry? Too delicious.
As Europe grapples with its most destructive wildfire season ever recorded, a new study concludes that man-made climate change, driven by the burning of fossil fuels, made weeks of extreme hot, dry, and windy weather that fueled the deadly wildfires in Spain and Portugal 40 times more likely and made the fires 30% more intense than in pre-industrial climate conditions. Here in the U.S., 1 in 4 homes faces climate risks rated as severe or extreme, according to a new study by climate risk modelers First Street.
So, if you have a house, look to your right, look to your neighbor to your left, look across the street. One of the four of you is going to be in big trouble.
Well, something like that.
Okay.
Now, while all properties generally face some degree of extreme weather risk, the analysis calculated that 26% of U.S. homes are in the severe or extreme categories of risk, from wind damage, wildfires, and flooding, with flood risk particularly underestimated by the federal government. The researchers warned that mounting climate threats are reshaping housing markets, putting increasing financial burdens on homeowners and driving up the cost of insurance nationwide. In energy, the Trump administration's abrupt cancellation of a nearly complete offshore wind project off the coast of Rhode Island is now headed to court. The offshore wind developer behind the project and the attorneys general of Rhode Island and Connecticut are separately suing the Trump administration to reverse that work stoppage, calling it, quote, capricious and arbitrary.
Because it is.
In related news, electricity bills around the U.S. are rising fast.
Go figure.
A recent Consumer Price Index report found electricity prices have risen between 6 and 10% over the last year, on average rising at double the rate of inflation.
And yet we're shutting down new wind energy projects.
Exactly. Americans are paying more for electricity due to extreme temperatures, the proliferation of energy-hungry data centers, and soaring prices for natural gas.
And also because Donald Trump is an idiot.
Jim Ketchum, CEO of NextEra, one of the largest U.S. utility companies, told CNBC recently that because of a years-long manufacturing backlog for natural gas turbines, it will take at least 7 years to get new natural gas-fired power plants online. So renewable energy sources like wind and solar are necessary to meet growing demand.
Nah.
It makes it more cost-effective against gas, but more importantly, It's really the only generation that's available right now to meet the power demand that's here today. Folks can't wait to get electrons on the grid. They need power right now.
And finally, the Trump administration has proposed rescinding the wildly popular roadless rule that protects America's last remaining pristine wilderness areas for future generations. And it is intentionally giving the public almost no time to weigh in. Repealing the roadless rule would lift restrictions on logging, mining, oil and gas extraction on millions of acres of the public's lands. But you have only until September 19th to register a comment at regulations.gov. We have the details at our site, greennews.bradblog.com.
I wish us all luck. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Come on in, ease on down, ease on down.